Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Wednesday, October 14th, 2020, 21 minutes past the hour, and we're having a great time this morning chatting with Taylor Myers, Gavin Richards, two first-time voters, and in hour number one, we went over all of that, the 2020 presidential election, the Supreme Court, and COVID-19. So this hour, we're going to discuss issues that involve kids. Now, here's the thing. We do have a breaking story here this morning, and we don't have all of this confirmed and where it's developing, but here's the deal. We've been following River Valley football all season, the high school team. Of course, we had Luke Rogers in here who just broke the school record for most touchdowns in one game last Friday night. They were supposed to play another playoff game this Friday night. I say supposed to because that is in jeopardy right now because as of yesterday and today, there are possibly as many as 70 students at River Valley who are under quarantine because of COVID-19 and possibly as many as 50 people involved in the football program. This is being done as a precaution by River Valley as contact tracing is going on. But the Friday night football game, which is supposed to happen in just a little over 48 hours, is definitely in jeopardy at this particular point. So the more we know, the more we'll tell you, but that's the way it goes. And maybe we'll find out how that all shook out in the beginning. Now, Gavin and Taylor are with us. And we got compliments last hour from our listeners. Mary out there listening sent Taylor a nice compliment. Last time Gavin was on, he got a background check from one of our listeners. It was very nice. And I want to say after the first hour, and it went by fast, didn't it? 45 minutes?
It went by fast.
Blows right by. And you both, we have confirmation, will come back anytime I ask.
Absolutely.
If I'm not busy.
Now, what are you doing at 8 o'clock in the morning?
I have class some mornings.
Okay, here's the deal, because Friday's the long day. Friday, you could be on for 5 hours. Like
Friday,
Gavin.
Friday, I have classes all day almost.
Well, I understand, but when does that end?
Well, okay, so I guess I don't really have them all day. I only have two classes on Friday, but they're so spread out. I have class at 10:40 in the morning in Delaware, and then class at 1:20 online, and then usually I work Friday nights.
Well, 10:40, you're out of here at 10.
Yeah, you're right.
Swing into Delaware, come in here Friday morning for a thing. Because as the election approaches, I think there are going to be more stories, and as we go into the holidays, so it'd be good to have you. And we do a Friday night show, by the way. Do you work every Friday night?
Pretty much.
Well, you got to get out of that.
Yeah.
Just watch that out.
I'm actually probably getting a second job, too.
Oh, and you heard it here. There's some more breaking news on the program this morning.
Yeah.
Second job on the way. But
maybe.
If you know somebody with River Valley football, send them best wishes today. You know, maybe they'll play Friday. Maybe they will. We don't know. But it doesn't look good as this is Wednesday. Okay. Now, social media. Let's start with this one because I feel this could take a lot of time.
Yes.
Social media. Now, what do we define as social media? That it's not internet. Internet's
no.
Google is not social media.
No.
What's social media?
Well, for me, social media is like Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat,
Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah, I don't have Facebook, so I always forget to include it. Yeah, stuff like that. Like, I don't know. Would you say like YouTube? I don't know if that's social media.
No, not really. YouTube's more of a platform to put content out on. Not necessarily for like a personal standpoint. You can put anything on YouTube that's not necessarily directly towards yourself.
Now, what about the one that emerged this past year, the TikTok?
Oh, I love TikTok.
Is that social media?
Yeah, I would say so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me about TikTok.
T- TikTok is like Vine, if anybody remembers Vine, but it's like you can make videos any length up to a minute, and they can just be anything really. I don't really know how to describe TikTok. It's just like videos.
But what is it with the music in TikTok? What, is there some combination there that has to go on?
Well, I mean, not always, but there's a lot of like music that has gotten really popular because of TikTok, because people would like use the music a lot in their videos.
Now, let's say I want to do a TikTok video. I know it's funny even to think that I would want to do a TikTok video.
I can help you out.
You can help me. Okay, what do I need to do a TikTok video? What time-wise, what do I need to have in place here to do a TikTok video?
It just depends on what you want to make your video, because some videos can take a while to make, even though they're only like a minute long, but depending on what the TikTok is, it might take a while to make it.
You want a short video?
You want a short one?
No, is that what you want? Don't want to do like an hour, do you?
Well, then you can only make it up to a minute.
I didn't know that. You can only do a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I need to do in this video? Because a whole new term came out this past COVID. This past COVID, like there'll be another one. We'll celebrate COVID every year. It'll be a new annual.
COVID 2?
Get your masks. It's TikTok famous.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what is that?
But when people, like...
You became TikTok famous, right?
Kinda.
What does it mean to be TikTok famous?
You just get, like, a lot of views and a lot of likes on your video.
What's a lot?
Well, my first one that went famous... I wouldn't say it went famous. It had, like, maybe, like, 30,000 likes and, like, 200,000 views, maybe. And then my second one that went famous, it got, like, 2 million views and, like, 200,000 likes.
So what were you doing?
Well, in the first one, it's kind of hard to describe because there's, like, a sound. It's a song that's an older song, and it goes, like, Never Gonna Get It or whatever. I don't know what the name of that song is, but... it was like that sound, and it was like a trend going on where people would do that, and they would like say things like the sound would go never gonna get it, never gonna get it, and it would be like people would be like, oh, never gonna get a boyfriend, never gonna get blah blah blah. So I did this thing with my RA at my old college.
Your RA?
Yeah, I think they're called like resident assistant. I think that's what it stands for. But she was like in charge of like my floor on my dorm room. And she was also my big in my sorority. So we did one, and it was like, when your RA is also your big, and it was like, I'm never going to get a noise complaint, never going to get written up, never going to get, like, anything like that. So that was the first one that went famous. The other one, it was, like, this weird trend that was going around where people would, like, say things, and then for, like, one frame out of the video, they would put, like, a picture, and you would have to try to pause it on time to see the picture, and I did one of those, and that's the one that got 2 million views.
Should you have music?
It doesn't matter, honestly, because a lot of people, like, just talk in theirs or, like, use their own sound, and, like, some of the sounds aren't music. They're just, like, weird sounds, but a lot of them are music. It depends on what you want to do, really.
Now, Gavin, you're on Facebook.
Sure.
Do you have a Twitter?
No.
Do you have a TikTok?
No.
Do you have an Instagram?
Yes.
Okay, Instagram. What is this?
You post pictures and you put comments under it, or you put a description under it of that picture.
So why are we using this? Why in my life would I ever need to do that?
You probably wouldn't.
You could.
No, I didn't mean to be
like
mean or anything.
You're right. I have no life. Why would I need to do that?
No. That's not what I meant.
You need to do it. I don't.
No, I don't really post that much on Instagram.
You could, I mean, there's definitely a way that you could use it. I mean, for as a business standpoint, if you want to,
advertise
your,
does it stay there?
The station.
Yeah, unless you delete it.
Okay, which is the one that, like, things disappear immediately?
Snapchat?
Okay, what is that?
You send pictures to people, or you send a text to people.
It's kind of like really self-explanatory by the name Snapchat. Like, you chat with people through, like, taking snap, like, pictures, or you can, like, chat message them.
So I take a picture,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I send. Do I decide who I send it to?
Yes.
Okay, I send it to whoever.
Yeah.
And what is this the point? What am I doing this for?
It's kind of essentially the same thing as texting, but just not texting.
It's texting with pictures involved.
Yeah, and you can, like, post stuff on your Snapchat story, and that's there for like 24 hours.
So, but what am I showing somebody by taking a picture? Because a text, I'm obviously saying what I'm saying. Hello, what are you doing? You want to go do something later?
It might. It might be easier in the context of the conversation to have a picture there to you know,
yeah, like,
get what people are talking about. Helps you see, helps them see what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, easier. If you're trying to describe something, maybe you could just send a picture of it on Snapchat.
So it's not necessarily a picture of yourself.
It can't. Most of the time, I don't know. Snapchat is kind of...
If you're like texting with somebody that you're talking to, you know, you send pictures of yourself, but it could be just like pictures of your car or pictures of a store. I don't know.
But as soon as they see it, it goes away.
Unless they replay it, which you can... So you can... I think they changed it to... Like, you can only replay a Snapchat once a day, but mm-hmm. I think they changed it to where you can replay more than one, and you can replay it, I think, more than once, maybe.
Pictures go away. You can save... texts.
Yeah,
you can send words too.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, now how has this changed us? Because what we're doing right now is having a conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no texting, there's no social media, there's nothing involved here. So how has this changed us that we have so many avenues? Everybody's got a camera, everybody's got a video camera now, everybody's got the ability to post anything anywhere, you can send a message, you don't have to call people anymore.
Yeah.
So what has this done to us as a society?
I don't know. I feel like there's benefits and, like...
Pros and cons to everything, yeah.
Yeah. Because benefit is it's easier to contact people, but then also people aren't really talking face-to-face as much, like you said. So.
And I need people talking face-to-face because it's like an email. Do people email anymore?
No.
I email for school.
Oh, well, it's like an email to me because in an email, I was never sure. Like, you can say something, but there's no sarcasm in an email. There's no satire in an email. There's no excitement. There's no sadness. It's just exactly what it is.
Right.
So how do you distinguish?
You kind of can't. I guess you take it how you think, and then... You could be wrong.
Which is why I think Snapchat and instant messaging is very easy, you know, because it is instant messaging. You're getting that instantaneous sort of feedback from another person. It's not like email chains can go on forever because people can't get back to those emails at the moment. But it's like sending a text with
emails
Snapchat.
Emails are usually really long.
That too.
And texts can be really quick.
Do you save emails?
Yeah, I don't really delete any of my emails, but I also don't really open a lot of them either.
Well, see, I was having a conversation with somebody the other day about pictures, because everybody has a phone now with a camera on it. But do people ever print those off?
Yeah.
They do?
Mm-hmm. I do sometimes.
Because I wonder, because if you don't have a hard copy of it, if you lose that phone or whatever, all that's gone.
Yeah.
Unless it's on the cloud or something.
Unless it's on the cloud.
Yeah.
So these memories, if you keep them in your phone or you keep them on a social media platform where you post them, are they going to be there forever? I don't know.
Yeah.
Never know.
When you're old, like 60 or 70, are these memories just gone? Because in the old days, when you had to Polaroid the thing, you put them in a box when you were done with them, but you could pull them out later. Same thing with letters, and I wonder that with email, because who prints them off?
True. I mean, I feel like emails would be easier to keep than, like, text messages, because I don't email, like, my family or anything.
Well, I just think about so many reports are done now on people who are dead, and once you're dead, the information usually is ascertained from letters they wrote and pictures they took.
Yeah.
Well, if we don't have that for this generation, this all just kind of gets wiped away.
Well, the other thing is like, I feel like once it's, you hear this all the time, once it's out on the internet, it's always out there. Like, if I have, like, tried to Google my name before, and I have seen, like, Instagram posts from, like, when I was, like, 13. And so it was like, I don't have that account anymore, and, like, I deleted the post, but it's still on Google.
Well, the big thing with social media right now, why it's in the news, is news itself. That over 60% of people, or right around 60%, get their news from Facebook, which is unbelievable to me to think that that has overtaken television, newspapers, radio, that that's where people get their news because 90% of it is false.
Yeah,
Facebook,
people can say anything.
Anything. So do you get your news? Where do you get your news?
Well, I don't have Facebook. So, I mean, I do see a lot of stuff on Twitter, but I don't really necessarily always believe everything I see on Twitter because it's kind of the same thing, essentially. But a lot of the things that I do see, like, that are news are, like, from, like, news accounts. But also, like, I do watch the news sometimes, kind of.
For me, I just don't pay attention to the news because all it is politics right now, and I'm not vibing with that too hard.
But when you see something on the internet, people believe it.
Yeah.
And that's shocking to me.
Well, I think it's just with Facebook, it's just they have all of their things, they like what they like, and then Facebook then shows them things that are similar to that.
Yeah.
And that's where how they get all their information. It's very biased towards how they feel. It doesn't ever show anything negative because it would want to put them off the website.
But are people informed?
On Facebook?
Or just today. Consider the general public to be informed?
I feel like people can be informed, but they could be informed of the wrong information.
Yeah.
Which, is that informed? Misinformed, maybe?
Misinformed. But...
I don't know. I just wonder how many people are completely misinformed. Because if you're misinformed, that's dangerous.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is, like, even with the news, depending on what news station you watch, you're going to get a very biased side of every story, too. So that's also kind of misinformation. If you're not watching, like, if you're watching Fox, which is very, like, conservatively biased, and you probably should also watch a news station that's, like, liberally biased so you can get both sides and hear, like, everything of the story.
Do you think anything is fair? Right down this middle.
No. Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't say in today's time anything is very fair currently. We're all being left in the dark about a lot of things. But it is what it is, I guess.
Now, when it comes to social media... You can ruin a life.
Yep.
Because you can put anything on there that is untrue, and people will believe it. Mm-hmm. This, again, is misinformation. This is just personal.
Right? Yeah.
You know, so how do we stop that? Because somebody is going to have to deal with this at some point.
I feel like...
Is there even a way to stop
this? Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I feel like it's almost impossible to stop.
You're going to have to change someone's... You're going to have to put it into someone's head that it's not okay to do that kind of thing. And there's people just wired differently that think something like bullying is okay. Like,
well, there is regulation.
Especially, like, I feel like just like paparazzi, like, that's their job, is to kind of just post everything personal about every celebrity.
Well, but celebrities have always been fair game because it's always been thought of that celebrities are in the public domain.
Mm-hmm.
But private citizens are not.
Yeah.
And now you can take a private citizen, you can take a kid in your class at school,
mm-hmm.
and you can say the most horrible stuff about them and put it out there, and there is no repercussion against you for doing it.
No.
None. And you're not media. That's the thing about attacking a celebrity. If you attack a celebrity in the media, then you have to stand by that you attack that celebrity. You know, Joe Johnson doesn't have to stand by what he said about April. So this is the problem. And people who don't want to be famous, don't want to be well known, are getting attacked just because somebody doesn't like them.
It's unfortunate that that's how the world has become with the rise of social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how some people are. I mean, it goes back to the thing that we really can't change that sort of thing. We'd have to change the individual person's thoughts.
Well, we could regulate the internet,
right,
which hasn't been done.
Right.
I feel like it'd be hard because there's so many people on the internet, and I feel like it would just be so hard to just watch after every little thing that every person posts or likes or... I don't know. I just feel like it's a big bite to take.
Plus, if you regulate the internet, there's people who are not going to like that.
Yeah, like, especially, like, how they started, like, regulating, like, YouTube more. Everybody hated that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would, like, watch the content more. Like, that's exactly what you're talking about. Like, they would, like, regulate the content that was being posted, and, like, if it violated any of the regulations, they'd, like, take the video down and, like, ban your account, and a lot of people didn't like it, and so a lot of people left YouTube.
So we like freedom of expression here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if there's bad expression.
Even if there's an ugly side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just, it's fascinating to me because people use the internet a lot of times to get back at people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always the truth. But people will believe it. If you're a third party,
mm-hmm.
I know, and I'm not going to say the sites, but I know there are sites about this community that claim to be news sites, mm-hmm. that a lot of, there are a lot of followers on these sites. They're not news sites. I would say 70% of the stories on them are phony.
Mm-hmm.
Phony. I mean, I remember when they were repaving Route 95. There was a story put on one of these sites that the city had run out of money and they were not going to be able to finish repaving the street. And they cited city council members that were not real. They were phony. But people believed it. And people were calling City Hall at such a rate because they thought this was real that City Hall had to issue a statement saying it was a lie. But people will believe anything.
Because mm-hmm, they don't want to do their own research, and so they just count on everybody else to tell them everything.
Kind of like sheep. Very, very mm-hmm. sheep-like, following whatever is the most popular opinion to them.
But do we want to always believe the bad? Is that human nature?
I feel like...
Who's that French guy who said that all that humans are like naturally animal-like and that we're aggressive and we're mean? That's definitely true.
Yeah, I kind of believe that people tend to believe the bad over the good because, when you hear something bad, you're like, I don't know, I just feel like people, it's more exciting than like good things.
From all the stuff happening today, you just nowadays even it's just like you always just assume the worst in people because we've just seen so much awfulness happening at least in the last year.
Now, have you ever seen anybody bullied? Have you been bullied?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You both have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so without getting in too detailed into it, what happened?
I just kind of like name calling.
Yeah, names, weight, especially. I mean, I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm on the thin side, but I'm definitely not on the bigger side.
Criticize weight.
Right.
What were they criticized with you?
Well, there was like a specific time. My freshman year of high school, I shaved half my head. And when I went back to school, a lot of people called me a dyke.
Really?
Yeah.
Super dope, by the way.
So you shaved half your head?
Yes.
For what?
Just because I wanted to. I thought it was cool.
But people went after you.
Yeah, people thought I was weird.
So what extent, how bad did this get?
I mean, it wasn't that bad, but, like, I just remember, like, the first day going back to school, like, everybody was like, oh, are you, like, a dyke now? I was like, no, I just changed my hair.
I don't see a problem. I thought it looked pretty cool.
But how did that make you feel?
I mean, that didn't really, like, affect me too much, but it was kind of just, like, annoying. Just, like, nobody would, like, stop talking about it. And I was just like, I just changed my hair one time, and now all of a sudden, like...
And it's like these people who don't even pay attention to you in the first place then would go up to you and try to make you feel bad,
mm-hmm.
just for their personal gain.
So why? Do we have any idea why people are this way? Have no information, have no thought about it, and were they people who knew you? Who put these comments
up? Some of them. I mean, I kind of, like, knew all the people that were saying it, but there were some people that, like, I had never really talked to that much before, but then they were just, like, saying this stuff. But I think, like, what people say a lot is that people talk down on other people or try to make other people feel bad so they can make themselves feel better.
Well, I always think, anybody who attacks somebody else for no apparent reason, there's got to be some complex.
Yeah, and see, I'm going to admit, I used to not be the nicest person in the world in high school, like, my first couple years of high school. And I used to, like, I wouldn't necessarily, like, bully people, but I would start a lot of, like, drama on Twitter. And I would just get a bunch of people involved, and I wasn't really the nicest. And so, like, I have been on the other side of it, too. And I don't know. I don't even...
Well. I mean, going into your freshman year being called names isn't really a good start.
Yeah.
For them. So
it was just a downward spiral from then on.
But I'm not like that anymore at all. I mean, I try to be like the nicest person that I can be. Because the thing is, you never know what someone's going through. You never know like how their life is outside of what you know them as. So I think, like, why be mean to someone when, like, maybe the only thing that they need today is someone just saying one nice thing to them.
Which we don't do a whole lot of.
Yeah.
And people should.
Too much aggression in the world today.
But you know what? I think there is this idea that we think people know how we feel about them. You know, not necessarily relationships, but just friends. Mm-hmm. That we don't, you know, you have been very helpful to me. I appreciate seeing you. Even people we work with. You know, it's great to come in. Work's a little easier when you're here. Mm-hmm. We don't say that because that's bad to say. But we will be the first to run up to somebody and say, you know, when you weren't here, da-da-da-da-da, said this about you.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're wired that way, but we are.
I don't know.
I mean, I definitely say how great it is whenever I walk into work and you're there. But.
Well, Taylor, why haven't you said this?
I've said that to you before.
That's how you get on this show. You say things like that.
And I'm on the show, aren't I?
And you're on the show. You exactly. Well, it's interesting because, you know, I think Gavin and I have always gotten along since the beginning. Except in the beginning, because apparently you thought I was evil in the beginning. We had this conversation.
Did we?
You thought I was, what's the word you use? We talked about this one day. You thought I was... What was the word you used?
I don't know.
Unapproachable or something. Snooty.
No, not necessarily that. I just didn't think... I thought you were just too powerful.
That's too powerful.
Yeah, you just...
Don't approach me.
I just didn't think I could hold a conversation with you because it was so complex.
And then you realized how little power I have.
Oh, yeah.
In the end.
Or we both have insanely high power.
It's insanely high... Well, certainly when it comes to the Red Box and the Royals, which I don't even want to touch again.
Oh, Lord.
And Taylor and I, the first time we really had any kind of interaction...
Scott thought I didn't like him. I don't even know why.
Well, because it was you and I, and we were completely dead. And it was just you and me. And I kept trying many, many times. I was making a pass at having a conversation with you. How you doing? How's the weather? What's new? Did you dye your hair? You know, I'm trying everything at this point to have a conversation, and it just isn't working. It's not going. So at that point, I thought, well, forget that.
I was probably just having a bad day.
but no, since you came back from school the last time, mm-hmm. I think we formed a little bit of a friendship.
Yeah.
We talk. We have a good time.
Sure.
Yeah.
You give me life advice.
I can. That's what I do. I go around giving life advice.
He's good at it.
This is what you need. This is what you need to do to be a success in life. I like this, and I teased this before we went to break. Work in bed. This is a story in the USA Today that a lot of people now, even couples, are buying these adjustable beds where the back goes up so you can sit in bed and do your work.
I've always wanted
a bed
like
America.
That.
Well, but I mean, is this a thing that we never shut down anymore? Bed used to be a place where you went to sleep.
I hang out in my bed all the time. I hate leaving my bed.
But do you sit there and do your schoolwork in bed? Do you read your books in bed? I mean, this is what the idea is.
Sometimes I do my schoolwork in bed, but I try to do it at the table because I've heard that doing it in your bed is not good for you. But sometimes I just really don't feel like leaving my bed, so...
It's definitely easier for you to procrastinate while you're in your room, comfortable.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, man, I don't want to do this right now.
But do you think if a bed turns into a recliner, which was the idea behind this story, that that's perfectly fine? You're there with your spouse? You're there...
I don't know, because I think it, like...
Quality time?
I think... But, like, getting up and, like, walking around and being active is kind of important, too. And so, like, if you're just staying in bed, like, literally all day, and you're... able to turn your bed into a recliner, then what's the point of getting out of bed, you know?
Sounds like heaven.
Yeah.
Well, it used
to
be.
Nice, but...
That we used to call adjustable beds hospital beds. And that's why you were in bed, because you had some kind of terrible injury.
Yeah.
Not now.
Now
it's time to get to work. Reclined bed.
Recline that bed up so you can sit up and do your work. It's the weirdest thing. Because this is why, I was talking to somebody about this who's in the medical field, and I was saying when this pandemic is over, if they leave people at home to work, what are the depression rates going to look like? What
Very
are the
high.
Skyrocket.
You have no socialization. You're going to... all the things that are going on in your house are constantly going to be distractions. I don't know where this is going. Mm-hmm. I would think a very bad place.
Yeah. I just remember having to stay... inside pretty much, except for, aside from going to work, which was actually very helpful.
Really helpful.
During, like, March and, like, May and April. I just skipped April. But I was staying inside. That was not good for my mental health, I know, but I feel like everybody else had the same kind of reaction to it.
Well, everybody who goes to any kind of a job where you're around other people, you do turn on. When you're home alone or you're in a room alone, you're not on because you're not talking to anybody. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to be funny. You're not trying to keep up with a conversation. Your brain gets a little mushy. But if you go into a room, you've got to be somewhat on in the room. And if that doesn't happen, I don't know where society's headed. I'm not necessarily sure that was a great benefit from this pandemic.
Giving incentive for people to stay home.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think, I think right now working at home is good because it's, like, keeping people safe. But I think that working at home in general, I know a lot of people have, like, said that since working at home, they don't get as much work done.
Because, I think productivity's went down.
Yeah, because they're at home. They can do, like, anything at their house. Like, they can be like, oh, I'm going to go get a snack. Oh, I'm going to go watch TV real quick.
And I've also heard, and it's very interesting, of a lot of weight gain because of this.
Not as much movement. Not as much getting you out of the house, away from your snacks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you, if you're in a workplace, you've got to get up. You've got to get up earlier because you've got to get a shower. You've got to get dressed. You've got to get everything looking normal for a workplace. You have to drive there. Mm-hmm. There is the commute. You have to get out. You have to go in. It's a different thing. Now, it's more expensive to buy gas and do all that, but I think it's helpful to the human creature.
Yeah.
Those tasks that get us away from laziness, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I don't know. I hopefully that's something that unwinds itself when the pandemic is over. Now, online school, how's that been?
I think at this point, I kind of like having online classes better than going to class in person. But also, I kind of hate online classes because I feel like I'm not learning as much. And I'm not, like, the stuff that I am learning, I'm not, like, keeping it as well as I would if I were, like, in person. And I feel like it's just not as engaging.
Well, and again, no socialization.
Yeah. But even, like, in class, there's barely any socialization because everybody's sitting 6 feet apart. Everyone's wearing a mask. Like, so I feel like either way, it's not, like, for me, because I just transferred to a new school this year. And I haven't been able to make any friends at the new school because of online classes and because of, like, how classes in class is set up. Like, I'm not able to, like, sit next to anybody and not able to really talk to anybody.
What do you think, Gavin?
Well, I'm not currently attending online classes.
But you have friends and people.
Yeah, I really just haven't heard, I mean, other than the I get to stay home thing, that's really the only good thing I've heard of from anybody. You know, like, there's no socializing, there's no, like, actual fun parts of, I mean, imagine going to school where the only part was learning and no socialization with your friends. You wouldn't have friends, you know, and that must suck, you know.
And I don't have friends.
That must suck transferring to a school and then not being able to have friends because you're doing it in the midst of this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
In 2020, what is the most important trait when looking for a friend? What does that person have to be a friend?
A nice car.
Now, I don't know if that's a trait. That's an object.
I don't know. I feel like something for me is, like, they can't be boring. Because I feel like I'm not really a boring person. And so, like, when someone else is boring, it just, I don't know. I just feel like it puts so much more, like, I have to make so much more effort.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you both are 19?
I'm 21.
21.
I'm 19.
You're 19. It's all depressing to me because I'm not. Yeah. I'm not either one of those things. But here's the deal. There is this conception, because what is the generation you're in now?
Gen Z.
What are we doing with the next generation? We've run out of letters.
I don't know.
Corona, Gen Corona.
I don't know. I don't know. So Gen Z is what it's called.
Gen 19, Gen COVID. I don't know, dude.
Well, it's very strange. But Gen Z, there is a conception of every generation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the conception of this generation is that it doesn't care about anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's the technological generation. It's the... You know, nothing matters. There is promiscuity. There are no rules.
I think
it's whatever.
Another way to look at this generation, though, is a generation that wants to make change. If you look recently, because the majority of, like, the protests that have been going on, like, that's Gen Z, because of TikTok. TikTok has kind of helped this, and this is weird, but there was this thing on TikTok where a bunch of people that are Gen Z bought tickets to a Trump rally and then didn't show up. So they kind of like played a prank on Donald Trump because he thought he sold out his rally, but then like only half the people showed up. And so he didn't get as much like...
So President Trump's not big with the Gen Z.
No, Trump actually wants to ban TikTok.
Well, the thing with China, but it didn't happen, did it?
Mm-mm, no, it didn't.
I think there was a lot of misreporting on that.
I don't think that people would let it happen.
Yeah, I don't think that he would be able to.
It's too much part of our society now.
You know what's interesting to me? There is so much made of age in this presidential election, mm-hmm. and we talked about it last hour. You know, Joe Biden would be 78 on inauguration mm-hmm. day. Donald Trump would be 74.
Yeah.
But yet, I mean, Donald Trump is younger, not by a whole lot, but he is younger. But yet, the Gen Z group does seem to be voting for the oldest man who would ever be elected. Now, why is that?
The thing is, between the two of them, we don't really like either of them. It's just the fact that we don't like Donald Trump more than we don't like Joe Biden.
Lesser of two evils.
Lesser of two evils. So, it's all about his rhetoric, though. Because that's what we established. It's not really... This is not a policy election.
Yeah. It's kind of based on who they are as people and who's the worst person, I guess.
And like I said, you know, before... for everyone who's voting, who can vote this time, can finally, you know, change, you know, get him out of office. At least that's what most of our generation is thinking.
And
you know?
I honestly think that most people are voting based on the fact that I've seen, like, a lot of theories about what, like, kind of what Gavin said earlier about how if, like, Joe Biden were to get elected, since he is so old and probably having health problems, that he would be more likely to step down and then his running mate would end up being the president. And for me, that is the only, like, I think wholeheartedly that is the only way that a woman will become president at
Why?
This moment.
Being a woman, 51% of the population's women.
Because there's so much stigma against, like, women and their emotions and, like, a lot of people are, like, based on, like, the time of the month, like, they're gonna start a war just because they're having hormones. Like, that's not gonna happen. Like, people are so, like, uneducated about that. Like, that's not how it works. But the thing is like, I think that once a woman is in office, then people will change their mind. But the only way for a woman to be in office right now is if she were to be vice president and the president were to step down. I don't think that America would vote for a woman to be a president.
Now, I just want to preface this with this, because I am not saying this, so don't send me your tweets and your emails and blah, blah, blah. But one of our social media listeners says because Trump's an idiot.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so... if and I didn't say it, so don't put that on
agree.
Me.
I will agree.
Okay,
agree.
So on election day, if Trump wins, then what?
Well, I guess we're back to square one.
Yeah, see
another
you
four years
see
of
you
this.
See 4 years, dude.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, is like, if he does get elected, at least we know that he only has four more years left because he cannot be elected for another term after this if he is.
Impossible.
And a lot of people seem to not understand that, because I've seen so many things where it's like Trump 2028, Trump 2032, and I'm like, do you know how the Constitution works? Like, literally the 22nd Amendment says that they can only serve two terms. Like, I just don't think... I think people are kind of just... I don't know. People are going crazy about Donald Trump, either, like, against and for him. Like, the people that are for him are like really for him, and the people that are against him are like really against him. So it's just like there's no in between, really. It's just, it's crazy right now.
Has there ever been any, I mean, you've lived mm-hmm. during Obama, you've mm-hmm. lived during the Hillary Trump election. What did you make of those things?
Well, see, I mean, I didn't really know that much about politics, and I was still, like, during the 2016 election, I still didn't really know for myself what side of politics I wanted to be on, because I, like, grew up very differently than how I think now. So I don't really know if I would say I had an opinion on either of them, because I was so young and didn't know better for myself.
Hillary was the carrier for this for a while, for women. She mm-hmm. still is the first woman ever yeah. to be elected to by a Democrat or Republican Party to mm-hmm. be the candidate for president. What does she mean to you? Does she mean anything at this point?
I think it's a very good step in the right direction. Although I don't, like, there was a lot of controversy because of Hillary Clinton's, like, past and stuff that, like, people said a lot of bad things about her. And I think that her even just being the, like, candidate for president is a really big thing, because she's the first woman to do that. And I think that even though she didn't get elected to be president, she still made big steps, and she was almost there. She won the popular vote, but
she definitely showed people that she could do it. That it is possible for a woman to be almost elected.
So where does she go down in history? Because she's not going to run for anything again, I doubt.
I probably not. I think she opened doors for women, because she made it so far in the race, and she was second place, really.
If a woman is elected president, she would definitely be in there as someone who started the idea that they could be one. That it is actually possible. Like, people think, you know, people thought they can be, but she definitely, like, pushed that into, like, reality.
So she goes down in a heavy place in history. Mm-hmm. Not just a first lady, not just a senator, not just a secretary of state, not just the first woman to do that. She goes down well.
Yeah.
Why do you think people hated her? Because they did.
Well,
because they were probably Republicans and they blindly follow whatever their guy says.
And I think that they were probably scared that she was a woman that made it so far.
Do you think men fear that? Do other women fear it?
No, I don't think so.
Only men.
Wouldn't hope so.
I think men are scared because they have had so much power since the beginning of time, really. And now that it's like, in this day and age, women are starting to get, like, so much power, and they're scared that their power is being taken away from them, I feel like. Obviously not all men, but there's a lot of men with big heads that think that only they can do good things, but that's not true.
Quickly before we break here, Black Lives Matter, yes, big deal this summer?
For mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
Do you understand the feeling against that? A lot of people don't like it.
I don't understand how you can...
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, like, I don't understand how you can say that a human life doesn't matter.
There you go.
That's ridiculous.
Now, you both will come back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We've run out of time already.
Yeah.
It goes by quick, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Taylor Myers, Gavin Richards, two first-time voters because of age, were not able to vote in 2016 because in the presidential election because they were not of age, but both will be voting, we think, this particular time, right?
Yeah, sure.
And both at this point, one definitely a confirmed vote. Well, both Biden voters, but will both vote? We don't know.
I'll definitely vote for local stuff.
You'll vote for local stuff.
That's for sure.
So there you go. So it has been Gavin Richards, Taylor Myers. We thank them for joining us. Glenn Coble's coming up next for 2 hours. Stay tuned. Much more. It's now time for the obituary report on WWGH Radio.
Robert Larry Greenwood, age 84, of Marion, passed away on Saturday, October 10th. He is survived by his son, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, sister, and nephews. Graveside services will be held at Clarendon Cemetery with a date and time to be announced. You may leave an online condolence at SnyderFuneralHomes.com for Robert Larry Greenwood of Marion. Anthony David Casey, friends and family called him Andy, age 73, of Caledonia, passed away at his home on October 11th. He is survived by his son, daughter, sister, and grandchildren. Graveside services will be held on Wednesday the 14th at 2 p.m. at Caledonia Cemetery, with Terry Burkhart officiating. The Timpson and Melroy Funeral Home is handling arrangements for Anthony David Casey of Caledonia. Frederick E. Hughes, age 72, of Marion, passed away on Saturday, October 10th at Riverside Hospital in Columbus. He is survived by his wife, siblings, and siblings-in-law. Friends and family may call on Wednesday the 14th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Boyd Bourne Funeral Home, 122 West Columbia Street. The funeral service will be held Thursday the 15th at the Richland Road Church of Christ at 11:30 in the morning, with Pastors Russell Howard and Matt Dom officiating. Burial will take place immediately following at the Marion Cemetery. You may leave an online condolence at BoydBourneFuneralHome.com for Frederick Eugene Hughes of Marion. Timothy Joseph Pugh, age 63, passed away on Wednesday, October 7th. He is survived by his sons, stepson, brothers, and sister. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Edwards Funeral Service is handling arrangements for Timothy Joseph Pugh. Paula Sue Reed, age 76, of Marion, passed away on Sunday the 11th at her home. She is survived by her husband, sons, brothers, sisters, and grandchildren. Friends may call at the Boyd Bourne Funeral Home, 122 West Columbia Street, on Thursday, October 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. The funeral service will be held in the funeral home on Friday the 16th at 10:30 in the morning, with burial to follow in the Marion Cemetery. Reverend Nathan Macbeth will be officiating. You may leave an online condolence at BoydBourneFuneralHome.com for Paula Sue Reed of Marion. Danny Friend Sr., age 82, of LaRue, passed away on Monday the 12th at the Ohio Health Mansfield Hospital. He is survived by his nephew and sisters. Friends and family may come to honor Danny's life on Thursday the 15th from 10:30 in the morning until 1 p.m. at the Boyd Bourne Funeral Home, 122 West Columbia Street. A graveside service will start at 1:30 p.m. at the LaRue Cemetery, with Reverend Brent Lane officiating. You may leave an online condolence at BoydBourneFuneralHome.com for Danny Friend Sr. of LaRue.
You have been listening to the Obituary Report on WWGH Radio, heard daily at 8:10 a.m., 10:10 a.m.,
12:10 p.m.,
and 4:10 p.m.
Hi, this is Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice. In conjunction with WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, we're reminding you that during the COVID-19 pandemic, that it is best to keep your distance 6 feet apart from each other at all times. Wash your hands with soap and warm water as often as possible, and stop buying all the toilet paper. Remember, we are all in this together.
I am the bride of Frankenstein!
But I'm also the mom of Frankie Jr. and Francine Frankenstein. And just because we're monsters, poof, doesn't mean the pandemic hasn't affected us. First, my 8-foot husband with his big borrowed heart asked if his buddy Igor could move back in the laboratory. I mean, I love the guy I do, but that breath of his, frankly, it's scary. And that's wearing a mask.
6 feet apart, how about 12 feet, Igor?
And this virtual learning? Oh, it's enough to drive a parent, no offense to the Dracula family, batty! That's why we are thrilled to get out of the castle and go to Boo at the Columbus Zoo for safe Halloween fun. There's treat stations, a jack-o'-lantern seek and find, a pirate party, and more. Just schedule your entry time at columbuszoo.org. Oh, look, kids, there's the werewolf family.
Looks like someone hasn't gotten their hair done in a while.
Or their nails.
Woof.
it's now time for WWGH news. News about people, places, and plans. Live from the WWGH News Center. I'm Bill Macy.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is investigating a one-vehicle injury crash that occurred on October 11th at approximately 9:39 p.m. on State Route 53 in Bay Township in Ottawa County. Unit 1, driven D. Gilmore, age 29, of Port Clinton, Ohio,